Welcome to the Jubilee Plus podcast.
In today's episode of Tis Mercy All, Natalie Williams explores how God responds to those who are facing hard times because of their own decisions.
You know, I firmly believe that God's heart for people in poverty, people facing injustice or oppression of any kind, is actually very, very evident throughout the entire Bible. I literally believe you can see it from Genesis to Revelation in every section of the Bible, from the Old Testament law to the kind of history books, to the poetic books, the prophetic ones, the Gospels, obviously, in the life of Jesus, the Acts of the early church, the Acts of the Apostles, the pastoral letters, basically right through the whole Bible. And I think sometimes we can miss it, especially if we've become really familiar with the Bible. If you know your Bible really well, maybe you're someone who just reads it a lot, or you've been a Christian for a very long time. Sometimes I think we can miss it. Sometimes I think we can even forget that God created a perfect world in which nothing bad happened, nothing that caused pain, no brokenness at all. It was perfect. And therefore, you know, in that world that God created, there was no poverty. There were no natural disasters such as famines or earthquakes, which would leave people hungry and homeless. But equally, there was no sin. So there was no possibility of you falling victim to my greed and my selfishness. No possibility of us falling victim to the sin of other people or anything like that. And because there was no sin in the world, and because there were no natural disasters, and the world was perfect, there was no poverty, no injustice. It simply couldn't exist in God's perfect world. But like sin, and like death, and grief, and pain, actually, poverty and injustice were never meant to exist. They weren't part of God's original creation. But as soon as sin came into the world, the potential for poverty and injustice came with it. And we know that it wasn't very long until both those things became a reality. And I believe they have been a pressing and vital concern for God ever since that day. I think it's something that is right on his very heart, and that we become close to him when we care about the things that he cares about. And I think we can even see it in some of the stories that we're so familiar with. Many of us would know the story of Joseph, you know, Joseph and his amazing Technicolor dream coat, as Andrew Lloyd Webber would call it. But many of us know the story of Joseph really well, how he was sold. Well, he was, you know, yeah, sold into slavery by his brothers. And he went off to Egypt, and there he rose up and became really prominent in Potiphar's house. But then Potiphar's wife tried to take advantage of him, and then Joseph was falsely accused. He was put in prison. He was down in the depths again, and then he was raised up again to actually become in charge of pretty much everything in Egypt in preparation for a famine. And you know, one of the most famous quotes from the story of Joseph is when Joseph says to his brothers, when he's reunited with them, and he says, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good." But when we read that in Genesis 45, it's not all that Joseph says. There's more that he says. That's the bit that we quote. That's the bite-sized quote, if you like. But actually, what Joseph says is that it's so that you wouldn't become destitute. That's in Genesis 45, verse 11. So actually, God sent Joseph ahead. Even though it looked like it was his brothers being mean and unkind, it was God who sent Joseph ahead so that the famine would not plunge God's people into poverty. God was concerned about their physical needs and basic survival. And actually, astonishingly, not just theirs, but also that of the Egyptians. Because in saving his own people from the famine, God also saved many, many Egyptians through Joseph's wisdom, through Joseph's strategy, through Joseph filling the storehouses, interpreting the dream to know what was coming, and then filling the storehouses strategically ready. So actually many Egyptians were saved too, even though God in his sovereignty and complete knowledge knew that later the Egyptians would go on to oppress his people. that later the Egyptians would want to hold them down, would want to be brutally unkind to them, would not want to let them go and have their own land as well. Even though God knew that, such is his heart for people, because we're all created in his image. So such is his heart that he saved multitudes from starvation by sending Joseph ahead of time. So I think it's really important that we don't miss in these stories. Even on one of these Monday Mercy videos, I talked about Mordecai, and many of us will be very familiar with the story of Esther and how Esther rose to prominence and also saved her people in a similar way that Joseph was raised to prominence and saved his people. And yet often we can miss in the story of Esther, where Mordecai says, when we celebrate what God has done and how he's delivered us, we should give gifts to those in poverty. So it's really important, I think, that as we read these stories, especially the ones we're very familiar with, that we're looking for the hand of God at work. We're looking to see, where is God expressing, most of the time abundantly clearly, but we can still miss it. But where is he expressing this mercy, this compassion for those in poverty, those trapped by injustice, those vulnerable or marginalized or oppressed in any way? Because it's pretty much everywhere we look in the Bible, if we only open our eyes to see it.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode in our Tis Mercy All series. Don't forget to subscribe or leave a review. And if you'd like to find out more about the work of Jubilee Plus, visit jubilee-plus.org or follow the link in our show notes.